One book that I really enjoyed is called Stranger at Wildings, and this is by Madeline Brent. This story was written in the early 70s, but it's still a real page-turner. It takes place in England and in Hungary. It actually starts out in Hungary, and it's told through the eyes of a young girl who left England. And I won't tell you the circumstances why she left England, because that is part of the page-turner part of the story. Anyway, she leaves England and she goes to Hungary, and she winds up working in a circus. As events happen, you go through parts of Europe are the setting, and then eventually back to England. But while she's in Hungary, she is working for a circus. She is part of the Flying Trapeze Act. It's very interesting because it tells details of what it's like living with a circus. Often the people who are in the acts are doing all the background work as well as doing exercises so that they're fit for their acts. Then there's cooks, and it's the whole little community in the circus. And I found that very interesting. I just was fascinated by this story. It was just an old-fashioned good story of what happens to this young lady. I won't give you too many details because I don't want to give it away. And again, the name of that is Stranger at Wildings by Madeline Brent. The author of The Reader, Bernard Schlink, has written a new book called Homecoming. This book takes place in Germany. The main character is learning about homecomings. And by this I mean he had a father that he never knew. This father was in the German army, and when he came home from the Eastern Front, at the front door, his wife meets him, and she has two children. He's been gone so long that she has presumed that he was dead. And this is one homecoming. The author kind of ties in different types of homecomings that we have in our lives. It's a very interesting fictional way to present this theme. He talks a lot about the Odyssey in this book. Eventually, the story also moves to the United States. And again, the name of that, this novel, is Homecoming by Bernhard Schlink. An author that I think is a lot of fun to read is Eleanor Lippman, and she has written a new novel called The Family Man. This is about a woman who finds out when she's in her 20s who her father is. Her father has been divorced from her mother, and she is estranged from her mother, but she begins this relationship with her father as an adult, and it's just a delightful story. I like how this author takes characters and develops them to where you feel like you are part of the story. And this author is also very funny. Again, the name of the book is The Family Man by Eleanor Lippman. A big fashion book that we just received is called Avedon Fashion, 1944 to 2000. And Richard Avedon was a famous photographer. Mostly he did fashion photography. It is incredible to see the changes in fashion from the early 40s through 2000. And one thing that was really stood out to me was seeing models smoking. He has picture after picture in the 40s and 50s of these models smoking cigarettes, and it's just something you don't see anymore, and it's really noticeable in these photos. Another thing that I liked about Richard Avedon is he was the first fashion photographer to have a black model. This was in April of 1965, and it's just something we take for granted these days. We don't think about how this was a real breakthrough, and he got a lot of flack for doing this. It's a really beautiful book. It's called Avedon Fashion, 1944 to 2000. I did think that the photographer got some really strange ideas toward the end of his career in his photography, but overall I liked the book. Another book that we got is called Harry Benson Photographs, 60 Years of Photography. I have always enjoyed looking at photographs of Harry Benson's, and we have some of his other books, but this one is just really exquisite. I love what he puts for the captions. He gives you little details about the how he got certain pictures. He was kind of known as the man who would really get his picture. He did a lot of hard work before he really made it as a photographer. One of the things that was really touching in this book was he has a picture of Jackie Kennedy taken when she and Jack went to London and France. And she's smiling, just this incredible smile. And he couldn't remember, was it 62 or 63? This other photographer told Harry, well, it had to have been 62, because after 1963, Jackie never smiled that way again. He has pictures of his own family in this book. He said he thought that showing pictures of his family was another way to get to know him as a photographer. I just really love how this man gets feelings across in his photographs. And again, the name of that is Harry Benson's Photographs, 60 Years of Photography. We got a new book called The Encyclopedia of Country Living, the original manual for living off the land and doing it yourself. This is just full, chock full of information. How to sharpen your own knives, how to make different canned products, sewing things, do it yourself, how to plant a garden. I really think this is a great book, especially for our community when we have had to learn to do things for ourselves because things aren't readily available here. And again, the name of this is The Encyclopedia of Country Living, and it's the 10th edition. We have a beautiful new cookbook called Ad Hoc at Home by Thomas Keller. Thomas Keller owns 9 restaurants. He's most well known for The French Laundry in Yountville, California, and Per Se in New York City. Ad Hoc is his restaurant in Yountville that is more for casual eating, like hamburgers, macaroni and cheese. He has some very interesting comments about learning to cook, and I learned lots of things from him. One was the way he chops chives. You wrap a damp paper towel around the chives and then just slide the paper towel as you chop, and it keeps everything together and is a more efficient way to chop chives. Just little things like that. It's kind of cute the way he does it. He has a light bulb by these little ideas, and so it's very cutely done. It has beautiful photography of the food. I wish that he would come and cook for me. Again, the name of this is Ad Hoc at Home by Thomas Keller. If you're in any need of legal advice, we have purchased several new books in the section, which is in the 300s, and we have stuff on landlords and tenants, incorporating yourself, getting patents, copyright advice. These are put out by Nolo Press. Almost without exception, they are written by lawyers. And again, the section starts in the 300s. You might want to just browse, or if you have a particular thing that you're interested in, you can search by keyword in our catalog.